Hello?
Yes, ma'am, it's Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You left your number.
Yes, I did. There was a count on my, well, what do I need to tell you? My name is Norma Hutton, and they took an amount out of my account, and they were supposed to give me back a credit, and I haven't received it. And this was on December the 15th when I called in.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to help you out?
74106.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Norma Hutton.
Okay, thank you. And can I have you verify your address for me?
2812 North Boston Place.
And the city and the state?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74106.
Okay, thank you for the information. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. And thank you for being patient. I'm still here. My computer is loading. One moment. And thank you for being patient. So by looking at this account, sir, it looks like you entered our contest to win the Crusette, the pots and pans. You paid for the shipping $7.95 on December the 3rd. With this, we give you a $125 gift card that you can use online at our online gadget store, but you will be billed around $67.32 each and every month.
Oh, no, I called to cancel that. I called and canceled that.
So, yes, your account is already closed. And we already gave you a refund for $33.66 and got this account closed on the 15th. So, how may I help you today?
Well, I hadn't got the refund. When I talked to someone, it was supposed to be a $50 refund because then somehow or another, there was another thing open and they charged me $67.32. Now, the first time they charged me was $7.95.
We gave you a refund for $33.66. We did this refund on the 15th. It takes 3 to 5 business days for your money to be back to your account. If you haven't received that refund, you have to contact your bank for further assistance.
Yeah, I just looked at it on the line and it's not there.
You
but
have to
I'm
contact
saying,
your
I
bank.
Talked, I did check my bank.
You
what
have
I'm
to give them a call back.
Give who a call back?
Your bank for further assistance if you haven't received that refund.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is the man told me the refund would be $50.
No, ma'am, we gave you a 50% refund. So the 50% refund, so that's $33.66. We never gave you a refund for $50. He provided you with a 50% refund, ma'am.
And that stops everything once you give me this refund, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to understand, my notes here, when I called him, there was two amounts. The first one I don't know how they did that. The first one, I did the $7.95. I remember that one. But the second one, that's what I was calling about.
We gave you that refund back already, ma'am, for $33.66 and got this account closed when you called in on the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Now, the $7.95, there was no refund on that, correct?
That's correct. No refunds cannot be made for that. We gave you already a refund for $33.66. If you haven't received it, contact your bank for further assistance.
And then what do I do if the bank already shows it's there? I mean,
okay,
show that they haven't received it.
So you will have to give us a call back, but we cannot. We already gave you that refund for $33.66 on the 15th. You have to give your bank a call for further assistance. Unfortunately, nothing we could do on our end.
Okay. Call the bank, and then if they don't have it, call you back. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling us. Have a great day.